Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, quite the interview you had with Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday. Let's start with the topic of his meeting with President Trump in Washington.
Well, I kept asking him, I don't know how you can go in and look at that guy and his staff who's with him, including none other than Jared Kushner, of all people, and, you know, keep a straight face and not want to, get into a major confrontation with the guy. He said, look, we're all grown-ups. We know we have to get this thing done. We are. I talked to him about testing. I want more testing, and I want the federal government to help. And he said that he would do that. This is the kind of difficult situation that Cuomo is in. On the one hand, you know, he has to tell the American people when he thinks that Trump is out of line, which is quite frequently. And on the other hand, he has to do what's right for the people of New York in terms of getting some help here. And the president apparently told him he would. So we'll see. And the president's game is a difficult one. On the one hand, talk about mixed messaging. He tells the American people, we got to open things up. We got to open things up. So then the obedient, I keep that word in black letters and quotation marks, the obedient governor of Georgia says, okay, chief, we'll open things up. Then everybody comes down like a ton of bricks, the mayors in Georgia and everybody else, and they really get angry at him. And they're polling all the time in the White House, that I can tell you. And boss, people don't like this. So now he comes out, and what does he do? He criticizes the governor of Georgia for doing what basically he opened the door to. It's disgusting. It is the kind of leadership or lack of leadership that we have in this country. And for me, I just can't figure this guy out. You know, this is a time when you need strong leadership, when you need decency, and we're not getting any of it. You know, they fire the head of their major medical service who is going into the creation of a vaccine, and he tells the truth. And the president is asked about it. He says, I don't even know this guy. Well, if you don't know him, why don't you know him if he's in charge of creating a vaccine, which is the most important thing in America? So we have the ongoing Trump circus and lack of leadership in this country. It is just beyond belief.
And he's fomented these protests. Liberate, he was saying to the states. Well, it happened in Albany, New York, not Georgia. Albany, New York yesterday. Protesters outside the state capitol demanding Governor Cuomo reopen New York State. The governor talked about those protesters, saying he gets the economic hardship. Everybody feels it. The illness is death. What is worse than death, he says?
You know what? It was a very impressive moment. Look, Cuomo is a very smart man. And what he is doing here is that while he's saying, you know, I don't want anybody to die, and death is worse than anything else that anybody could be experiencing right now, he does say that in some parts of the state, he puts Western New York under Kathy Hochul. And in some parts of the state, he'll be doing some opening. So on the one hand, he says, look, I'm the governor. I'm to blame. You got a problem. Don't bring it to your local officials. Bring it to me because I've made these decisions and these are mine to make. And he does a superb job of making the case that he doesn't want anybody to die. And on the other hand, he says, okay, in some ways, we'll be open to some of this as we go along.
Alan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell Wednesday insisted that flailing state and local government should be able to use the bankruptcy route rather than receive aid from the federal government, signaling renewed opposition to the top Democratic demand for the next coronavirus relief package.
David, I talked to the governor about this, and I said he had said this, and the governor was both dismissive and awed by the chutzpah of McConnell. I truly believe McConnell is one of the worst politicians in America. I just think his lack of caring should put him ahead of the pack when it comes to making that assessment. So I asked the governor about it. The governor just sort of toyed with it like a cat with a toy and then just threw it away. You know, for McConnell to say, hey, we don't have to help the states. We can have them declare bankruptcy and leave people with debt and everything else. That is so extraordinarily mean and stupid. Maybe the fact that McConnell's wife is in the cabinet, maybe it's that he wants all those federal judgeships and Trump has been delivering them for him. Nevertheless, it is unbelievable that he would open his mouth and that those words would come out of it.
Let's talk a little bit about the media for a second, Alan. It is Thursday when we record the Media Project, and you referenced that doctor. Dr. Rick Bright from the Department of Health and Human Services said he was fired for questioning hydroxychloroquine, which is the drug the president said was a game changer. Well, when it comes to the media, Fox has been the president's cheerleader, amplifying his message. Laura Ingraham, for example, called hydroxychloroquine a game changer, but after a month of coverage, says the New York Times, she stopped discussing the drug on the air.
She's strangely silent. You know, those people who are in the Trump corner, that persistent 40%, they don't give a damn. This guy is up there saying, take this drug, take this drug. I'm not a doctor, but take this drug. And she comes along and she pushes his buttons and he's all over it. And now, of course, they're all in disgrace because there's been a major study. The study finds that it's ridiculous that people are dying at much higher rates when they take the drug. And then, okay, off to the next lie, because that's what he is, a lying, lying, lying liar.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Let's just remember we're all in this together, right, Alan?
We are, David. We're doing the best we can. Look, we all know what we have to do here. Each of us has to make sure that we help pay for what we use. And there are so many people using this radio station that if everybody just did a little, we'd be fine. Everybody do something. Go to WAMC.org and say, okay, Alan, we've always said we'll have your back and the back of the station. Here it is. Whatever you can do. WAMC.org.